Hi, I'm Greg Marsh from The New Romance, and you're listening to the Not Old Better Show.
Welcome to the Not Old Better Podcast, a podcast dedicated to your future. The Not Old Better Podcast is all about revealing your future, offering clarity, health, happiness, and all things senior geek chic. And now your host, Paul Vogelzang.
Well, hi, everybody. Good to be back with you. I think you're going to find tonight's show is going to be a lot of fun. Certainly, it's going to be a lot of fun for me. I get to talk to Greg Marsh of the band The New Romance. And Greg and his bandmates in the New Romance are going to be appearing live March 26th at 8 p.m. at the Tally Ho Theater. I'm going to go. It's going to be a date night for me and Gretchen. And certainly look forward to seeing you there. It is going to be a great event. It's going to be the clash of the decades, the 80s versus the 90s tribute bands. And the ultimate 80s tribute band is The New Romance. We're going to be talking to Greg in just a little bit. And Greg The New Romance are going to be appearing at the Tally Ho Theater with the Here's to the Night band. And it is going to be Clash of the Decades. So again, Saturday night, the 26th, 8 p.m. at the Tally Ho Theater. It's going to be great. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to hear from Greg. We're going to hear a little bit of some 80s music. There it is, right there in the background. And so join me there and join Greg tonight. And let's have a little fun with this.
Yeah, so The New Romance is an 80s tribute band. Here's to the Night is a 90s tribute band. So both bands are from Baltimore. And we got together, both bands, and created a Clash of the Decades. So,
so
we've been doing this show for 2 years now. And we kind of picked the best songs of each decade and perform them.
I, you know, lived that period, lived that time, as did my wife. So some of those songs, you know, I'm hoping certainly personally for some New Order. I'm hoping for some Erasure. I'm hoping for some Journey. I'm hoping for some Rick Springfield. am I hitting all the, you know, kind of the usual?
Yeah,
stuff?
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yep.
And so what, tell us a little bit about the event itself. I mean, how do you guys, are we going to be able to get out there and dance a little bit? Are we, just going to watch?
So the whole concept of the night is one big party.
Yeah.
Covering all of the, you know, the classic dance hits and rock hits of both decades. So, you know, there's going to be moments where the audience will be able to, you know, sing along with, you know, their favorite 80s tune or 90s tune.
Yeah, that's great.
There's going to be moments where, you know, you'll have lighters in the air. There's going to be moments where, you know, each band will interact with one another. So, you know, the whole idea is to throw one big party celebrating the two best decades in music.
That's really fun. I just think it's going to be a really great event. And so, do you guys play? Is it more of a club kind of thing that you guys are after, or do you guys play, you know, proms? Do you play anything and everything?
So for this show, we play basically the largest concert halls around. We've taken this show to the Fillmore in Silver Spring. We were just at the Theater of Living Arts last Friday night and did a show with Biz Markie. We did a show in Baltimore with NSYNC as our special guest of the evening. We interact a lot of celebrities with this show as well.
Yeah, I can just imagine it's so entertaining. I know our audience is going to be interested too. I think tribute bands, you know, they definitely have a, you know, they just have such an important place. And I think that, you know, if you're unable to get out and see, you know, some of this, it's just really a fun time. I've been to several, but you're a keyboardist, right? You play keyboard?
Yeah.
So what was kind of your, you know, kind of start with this? You know, how why tribute? I mean, because you have to be really good to play some of these songs, you know, and I imagine you guys are going to be awesome.
So, for me, I had always gone the route of original music.
Yeah.
And I did the, you know, New York and L.A. thing and tried to make it in the music business and came very, very close. Gave up music and started my business. And by chance, I ran into an old friend who had an original band together and needed a keyboard player. And I said, you know, hey, not really interested in doing anything right now. And he kept asking me, and, you know, next thing I know, I'm playing in that original band. Well, the band broke up and I had all this new gear that I bought. And I said, well, I want to try to put together a cover band. And, you know, my favorite bands are New Order and Depeche Mode and Erasure and the Pet Shop Boys. So when we started out, we were mainly new wave, doing mostly all of the new wave stuff, like Duran Duran, OMD, New Order, Depeche Mode. And as the band gained popularity, you know, we had to kind of appeal to the masses, and we brought in more rock stuff. And now, you know, our show is kind of 50-50 split of, you know, the synth stuff and the rock stuff. And, you know, that was the whole basis of the band, was, you know, playing music that I can recreate, because, you know, as a tribute band, you want to sound as close or as identical to the original as possible. So we do a great job recreating those sounds of that decade.
As I say, I am personally really excited. I think this is going to be just a fun evening. I guess, you know, kind of the music industry, you know, when you say that, you know, you got really, really close, and I can only imagine. I know my wife is an artist. It's tough to make it as an artist. But I think one of the things that's really beset the music industry, you know, over the last few years is this whole kind of digital download, piracy kind of stuff. It really doesn't seem like you guys are going to be, you know, subject to some of that. I mean, your entire act is really a stage act, and so it would seem like audiences are going to love and flock to those performances, and you guys really don't have to, you know, be too worried about some of the piracy that's kind of going on out there.
Yeah, it's nowadays people. I believe that people don't want to just go to a bar. You know, they can go to a bar and, you know, have a few drinks or, you know, whatever. People want to be entertained. So, you know, when you put together a show like this, it's appeals to multiple age groups. I'm 37. I grew up in the 90s, but my love of music is really the 80s. And we all, you know, who doesn't love the 80s? Who doesn't love the 90s?
Right.
You know, I mean, in pop culture today, that's mainly all you hear. So with the bands from those decades, they're not making money on album sales anymore. It's touring and it's putting on events. And that's exactly what this thing is it's an event. It's, you know, for people to come out and support their favorite decade, whether it be 80s or 90s. It's an opportunity for people to come out and have a good time and sing along. You'll know every song. you'll sing along to every song and dance your rear end off all night.
Yeah, I would imagine that as you're up there on stage, you're looking out at all of us, and, you know, we are probably, I can imagine everybody is just smiling, you know, kind of ear to ear. You know, what else are you seeing when you're up there?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the coolest moments for me is, you know, hearing the crowd sing along to, mm-hmm. You know, to give you an example, Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they sing back to you, All I Ever Wanted, All I Ever Needed is Here in My Heart. It's like, oh, my God, you know, for a second, for a split second, you feel like you're, you know, the keyboard player in Depeche Mode, you know what I mean? Or,
you're right.
You know, when the piano lick kicks in to Don't Stop Believing, then, you know, the crowd just automatically starts singing along. It's the greatest feeling in the world. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
As a musician.
Of course. I can just, I think that, you know, some of that music, I have personally, I'll just, a little self-disclosure here, Greg, I've always really felt like White Wedding was something that I could hit that. I could, that range is something that I can actually hit. So
right.
I'll be yelling that one out. If you guys play some Billy Idol, that'll be high on my,
Yeah, we do. We do two Billy Idol tunes, White Wedding and Rebel Yell.
Oh, that's great.
But it's the joy out of it for both bands is seeing people have fun and let's face it, we live in a world today where every time you turn around, there's just sad news on the radio or the TV, and it's an opportunity for people to come together and have fun. And one of the other cool things too is seeing the diversity in the audience of there's one of everybody at these shows, if you know what I mean.
I do. Yeah.
And that's really cool to me. That it's, it's a celebration of the music and, a celebration of your favorite, era, really.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because my wife and I have we have two boys. We have a 17-year-old son. And it's interesting to look at that generation and how the 80s, really, that music is so part of them now, too.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
My son's favorite band is The Cult, which is like,
that's great.
And he's a toddler, but every morning, he's got music in his blood.
Yeah.
It's Daddy The Cult. I'm like, wow, so I put on She Sells Sanctuary for him, or, it's like mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Right. And it in that way, you just get this complete kind of rapport with the crowd, as diverse as the crowd can be. Everybody has a, kind of a favorite, and everybody really can relate to something. So we may bring our 17-year-old son along and you may see him out there bouncing around too.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's playing at Tally Ho is, we've never played there. So obviously, this is our debut and, we always like, exploring new venues and building relationships with new venues and, taking the show on the road like we have has been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, playing to a market that is going to be brand new to us. We've never been in that market before. So, it will definitely be a fun experience.
How much traveling are you and the band doing these days?
So last weekend we were in Philadelphia. We had a private or a public show at the Theater of Living Arts, which both bands, we did our Clash of the Decade there and sold out Theater of Living Arts. We had Biz Markie as our guest for that.
That's an interesting choice, I think, too.
yeah. And he just DJs and MCs the event.
Okay.
The run of the schedule is the 90s band goes on, Biz comes on, spins for a half hour, then we do our set, and then Biz spins for a half hour at the end of the night, and that's the show. We've got dates in Pittsburgh. We've got dates in New Jersey, dates in New York. we've got a date in Lynchburg for a festival later in the year. And, that's where we've taken the show thus far.
That's really great. Well, I think this is going to be high energy. I think the audience is just going to love this, and we'll be, begging you and everybody else for more at the end of the night. I'm sure you guys are going to be, in high demand, going forward. And Greg, we really appreciate you coming on the show. So Greg Marsh, keyboard player for The New Romance, going to be at the Tally Ho on the 26th. And exciting. Greg, if people want to find out more about you and book you after the Tally Ho, after everybody sees you at the Tally Ho, where can they find out more information about the band?
So it would be clashofthedecades.com.
Okay.
And that'll take you to our landing site, and that'll give you all the info that you need for both bands.
Great. Let me ask you this too, just one quick final question. What's the relationship between the two bands? I mean, are you guys aren't sharing, membership, are you?
No, so we're two separate identities who came together and saw a tremendous opportunity. It hasn't been done.
Yeah.
As odd as that sounds, 80s versus 90s, so simple, but no one's doing it. So we kind of put two heads together, and we all said, hey, this is a great idea. Let's give this a try. And thus far, the results have been incredible. We both do our solo shows, mm-hmm. Which is what, mainly what each band does. We do these class shows about once or twice a month. We'll come together and do, the 80s versus 90s. And it's, somewhat of a not that our solo dates aren't fun. They're a blast, but it's always fun to do the class shows because, being a fan of 90s music as well, even though 80s is what I love, I also really enjoy the 90s stuff. So it's cool to, enjoy that and see another band put their mark on the 90s. And Here's to the Night is an outstanding band. And doing, the 90s great justice. Two of the guys in the band were in a very popular touring band back in the day from that era. So it makes it even that much cooler,
Yeah. Yeah, and thanks for touching a little bit on that too. I think it's easy to get, focused on you and the New Romance, but it's nice to hear you talk a little bit about the other band too. So I certainly appreciate that. You'll definitely be seeing me there, singing at the top of my lungs, Greg. So I'm really excited and very much appreciate chance to talk with you today. Anything else you want to share about the evening? What we can expect?
No, just come out on Saturday. It's going to be the time of your life. Celebrating the two best decades around the 80s and 90s. Show up on Saturday night and find out who wins, which decade's better. Because every night, people have the choice to decide, and that's what it's all about. Which decade do you love more, the 80s or the 90s?
That's great. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Greg, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. We'll see you Saturday.
Yep.
Navigating you to a future of clarity, health, happiness, and senior geek chic. Choosy seniors choose better. The Not Old, Better Podcast. Not Old, Better.